Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on 98.9 The Buzz. And Spisano and Sandy, 7:36.
You got to ask your father-in-law about this.
Yeah.
Because he's a firefighter, isn't
former fire chief, yeah. Or yeah, commissioner. Okay. Commissioner, yeah.
So will this encourage more people to become volunteer firefighters? The Lord number knows. Of people, I what?
Lord knows we need them. We really
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're saying the number of people willing to volunteer has dropped. Mm-hmm. For the last few years, which is, of course, concerning.
Yeah.
So, $10 million in the state budget has been set aside to offer stipends to those who complete training courses.
Oh, really? So you go and you train a course and they'll end up paying for it.
And you have to keep up with the training, right? Mm-hmm. I hear. And if you're a firefighter or if you know of one, let us know all the details. And because how many hours do you dedicate to keeping up on all these training
courses?
Yeah,
what's the training like, right?
So, yeah, $10 million set aside in the state budget. So, like, basic exterior firefighting operations, mm-hmm. you'll get $750 if you complete the course.
Okay.
And then self-contained breathing apparatus, interior firefighting operations, $1,000 or $1,200.
Huh.
Fire officer one, that's a training course, I guess, $1,000.
Okay.
So each course has its own dollar amount, how much you will get.
Is this what the course costs someone to take, or is this just a thanks for taking it, here's some cash?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Stipends are for first-time course completions. So if you already took the course, sorry.
Too bad.
You have to have good academic standing, and it has to be determined by your department
if
you deserve the money.
I feel that every person that does help out those emergency services, that everybody should be paid. And I would have no problem with my town taxes going up a little bit. $5 for everybody in the town or something like that to help, you know, to pay them. Because when my house catches on fire and it takes 5 extra minutes because there's not enough volunteers that are around that can't get there in time, it's going to be worth that $5 a month.
How many volunteer fire departments still exist in Rochester? I know Hilton is one.
Mm-hmm. I think they're volunteering at all of them. I think there are some paid positions at some.
Sure, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there'll be like one or two people and then the rest are volunteers. Or there's fire departments, and I feel like, and I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like there's more towns going to all paid because nobody wants to sign up for volunteer. They have to dedicate equal amount of time in these training courses.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they have to say, goodbye, family. I'm going to go save someone else. I hope I come back. You know, that's a big commitment. That's a big sacrifice for free, no pension, no salary.
Right. But it's not full-time, right? So, like, if you were full-time, then you'd be sitting at the firehouse waiting for something to burn down or an accident to happen. I get it. But is that a waste of money?
Is this the solution, I guess? Is this a way to encourage people? Like, it sounds like when you say $10 million.
It's not a lot of money.
Well, it sounds like I was going to say that sounds like a lot of money. But then when you break it down, hey, you take this course, you dedicate X number of hours to this course, and we're going to give you $750. And I don't know. Do you have to pay taxes on that? So is it now $300? Like, I don't know.
Jesus. 818-2899. Call us if you're a firefighter, if you're a volunteer, or if you're paid. Especially, you know, I know that like the Rochester City Fire Department is a paid thing. There's no volunteers there. Right. But like,
what does your father-in-law say about this?
I wish I knew. I don't know. I don't really talk to him about that too much. And he's in Florida right now, so he's probably golfing.
How many volunteer people are on the Webster Fire Department?
I don't know. I really don't.
How do you not know? That's okay. I'm just teasing you.
Would you stop?
I don't know a lot about Greece.
I would like to be able to. Now I lost it. You were talking about something. I was like, oh, yeah. And there's something else that I want to mention.
Gosh, you know what I wonder? Because I think, because I'm on the border. When you're in the border of two towns, do you know which fire crew has to save you?
You should.
Like, I think. I don't know which one is saving me. Is it Greece or is it Hilton? I think I have Hilton. I'm smack dab on the border.
Do you know where your fire hall is? Your closest fire department location?
It must be Hilton.
Know where it is? What street it's on? How far away it is?
I'm trying to think of where's the Greece one. I think I'm in the middle of both. But I think I think on my taxes, I think I pay Hilton Fire Department.
So then they would be the ones that would come to
you. Do you want like an all volunteer? Well, yeah, I don't know. I think the volunteers, I think you do deserve something. I mean,
absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
It's a lot. And what is the commitment to training? It's got to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my world. I wish I knew more. And if you could help us out, 818-2899. Good morning, The Buzz. Can you educate us? Who's this?
My name's Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. What's up, man? First time caller? Long time listener?
Oh, a long time listener, but I'm not a first time caller. I've been around for a while.
You've called before. All right.
Ooh, yay.
All right. Firefighter Gordon, you're in the biz, huh? In a bit? Are you a volunteer?
Yes, I have.
You're in the bill? Are you a volunteer?
Volunteer.
Uh-huh. How's that all work?
Well, you have to put in a certain amount of hours per month when you sign up. Uh-huh. I signed up a long time ago. I've been in the business since 89.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wow. Now, what fire department are you? What town?
Where you at?
I started out with Lakeshore back in 89. I've bounced around from Lakeshore over to Penfield.
So, like... do you see it being so much harder to get volunteers to come into that line of work?
It is. It is. It's much harder now with the time constraints. Everybody's got to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is much harder to balance work, the job, and firefighting. A lot of the departments have gone from volunteer to a combination of paid. And volunteer.
Uh-huh.
Some fire departments have gone to full paid.
I know. They have to. They have no choice, right? So is this a solution that you agree with then? $10 million state budget is going to be set aside to offering stipends when you do complete one of these courses, training courses that you have to keep up on. Do you think that's smart?
I agree. Yeah, it's a step forward. It's a step forward in the right direction. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we still need more bodies.
Well, what's going to encourage people? Is that the answer though? Or is that an effort?
It is an effort. There are some bunk in programs where, we have encouraged students, younger generation going through the program, college to discover the programs, the firefighting service.
I always thought, and tell me if I'm wrong, is it a generational thing? Like back in the old days, right? Back in the, let's say, '60s, '50s, '60s, your dad was a firefighter and you ended up being a volunteer. You worked your way up and then your kids did it too.
Oh, in the family. I hear that.
Was it all like that and now it's not as much?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
There was that generational thing. There was that, it was the family biz.
Yeah, right. And everybody was in on it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Gordon. You. Thanks for just the idea. And I'm glad that we're seeing that volunteers are getting a bit compensated at least taking those courses. And
we appreciate what you do.
Yeah, thanks for what you do, man.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, bud. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Don't just listen at home or in the car. We sound great at work, too. The Breakfast Buzz with Spezzano and Sandy. On 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.